Hello.
Hello, hi, is this Creative Closet Designs?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Jose. I have a question. Do you guys do kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities or just closets?
At this time, we're just doing closets, boss man. I'm wanting to span out in the kitchen cabinets and vanities. I'm just trying to figure out who I'm going to use as a supplier.
Okay, well, I'm actually, maybe I called you at the right time, because I'm a distributor and a manufacturer in kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, specifically in Florida, and I was wondering if I can give you some information in the product that we provide, and the prices that we charge. As of right now, for contractors and subcontractors only, we're given 64% off the MSRP, and the product that we provide is a solid maple wood face or birch, with the half-inch solid plywood box. Our drawers and our shelves are at 3/4-inch solid plywood, and they are dovetail fasteners. They do come standard with soft closed door hinges, and we like to use a Sherwin-Williams paint that goes through a UVO and gets finished in a kiln oven, which keeps the wood from warping, especially in Florida with the humidity. As of right now,
where are y'all located at?
We are located in Gibsonton, Florida, which is about 20 minutes, give or take, about 20 minutes south of Tampa. And we do distribute.
I know where Gibsonton is. I've done work in Gibsonton. I'm actually in a town called Arbordale, right next to Lakeland, Florida.
Okay, perfect. And if you're by there, then you're more than welcome to visit our warehouse as well. And we can even send you some physical samples of our doors so you can actually have them in hand to provide to your clients.
Can I give you an email address and let you email me some info to go through and everything?
Of course you can, absolutely.
It's my company name, Creative Closet Design, @gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Creative Closet Designs, as in plural.
Creative. Just like this, just the exact same way the name is spelt, that when you looked it up and everything. And closets is singular, designs is plural, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Yes,
and what would be your name, sir?
My name is Dwayne. I'm the owner of the company.
You are? Okay, Dwayne. So I can send some information over. So do you have a showroom or are you just buying?
I do. I am in the process of January of this year. I rented a warehouse. It has office space for showroom and everything. And I'm in the process of repainting and replacing flooring and everything in it right now. And I'll be putting displays in it.
Perfect. So let me send you this information over. I'm going to send you a PDF of the colors and designs that we provide.
Okay.
So you can actually view it. And once again, if you
could you also send me a rough idea of pricing?
Of course, absolutely. So the email that I'm going to send you is going to have a link to our website. And if you are catalog and you scroll all the way down, you're going to have all the prices that we provide. But since you have a showroom, those prices are specifically for subcontractors and contractors. So now once you get into a showroom, the prices can, let's say, drop a little more. So if that's
how do y'all ship your cabinets? Are they flat packed and we assemble them when we get them, or
you have a choice? So you have a choice of RTA flat box or fully assembled.
Right.
The difference will be minimum about $10 per cabinet if you want it fully assembled. But once again, since you are a showroom, those prices can drop a little more. I can introduce you to
what would I use as a design program to order from y'all?
We use 2020 software, so we can design.
Yeah, I don't want to have to purchase 2020 myself.
Well, we have that. We have that for you. If you want us to design something for you, just send us the measurements and we'll do it for you at no charge. And so we'll just send you the PDF.
Send me some info. Let me look it over. Let me look over the pricing and everything. And I would definitely be interested in sitting down and talking to you because it's something I've thought about getting into for a while. Part of why I haven't is because I haven't found many local manufacturers you know, that are close enough to me. And I don't really want to have to pay a bunch of money in shipping.
Absolutely. It makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
So.
Okay.
I mean, because honestly, Gibsonton is, what, maybe 30 or so minutes away from where I'm at right now.
Yeah, depending. And once again, if you'd like to visit the warehouse, just let me know 24 hours in advance, and
okay.
I can have somebody there greet you and have your
okay.
samples ready as well.
Okay.
Physical samples.
I'll talk to one of my designers that I'd end up bringing with me, and I'll make a. I'll see what I can arrange for next week. And I'll let you know, you know, like by the beginning of next week.
Okay.
What are you going to ask me?
Do you mind if I introduce my manager to you as well? Her name is Kelly.
Sure, that's fine.
She's great. She'll probably contact you as well, just to give you the heads up.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Dwayne?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect, Dwayne.
Now, what did you say your name was?
My name is Jose.
Jose, okay.
Mm-hmm. Jose Romero.
Are you just a phone contact person,
I work directly with Cabinet Hub Direct. Kelly is my manager. She's the one that can. I want to get her involved because you are a showroom, and I want you to get the best prices that we provide.
Right.
And she has that authority, let's say.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, yeah, go ahead and have her give me a call. I was just wondering who would be my point of contact.
You can contact me anytime. This is, I don't know if this number popped up. It's my office number,
yeah.
786 number. Yes, that's me directly. That's me directly.
Okay.
And then, like I said, once I introduce Kelly, I'll put her information as well. And
okay.
Just so you can have it too.
Yeah, and put your information in the email so that way I can save your information as well.
Perfect.
So that way, you know, I'd be interested in talking to y'all. Coming by your showroom, looking at some of your cabinets and everything. Because
sure,
it's something
absolutely.
I've been thinking about getting into.
Okay. What would be a best time to call you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, right now I am actually pretty much working from home.
Okay.
I got into a car accident the day before.
Oh, no.
Fourth of July. Yeah, I stopped at a red light and the guy behind me didn't, and I messed up my back. So right now I am pretty much working from home. So during normal business hours, you can pretty much reach me unless I'm on the phone. If I don't answer, just leave a voicemail. I do return all my phone calls, typically by the end of the day.
Perfect, perfect. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Well, Dwayne, I'm sorry to hear that, man. 4th of July, too.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Crazy. I hope
day
you know,
before, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you recover here
yes,
quickly,
sir.
You know, because that's horrible to hear.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dwayne, so let me not take more of your time. Let me work on this email real quick, and you'll be hearing from either me or Kelly within the next 24 hours, let's say.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you, Dwayne. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.